Blog Talk Radio.
Christ, amen. No, that's all right. Okay, let's play some Christmas music, and we'll see if we can wait for Pastor Wanda to show up or not. All right.
Oh, dog, but she ain't on.
Ho, ho, ho.
Trying out the best for me to pass by, running down a baby, now he is gone. So why are you choosing me and not leaving me on my own? Girl, you could be with anyone. So thanks for making me your number one.
I can make this last. I got covered up in snow.
back, we talked about it all, how we could fall in love. Go see the big city lights and the snow-covered skies. It would all be left a dream when you call me up.
Treasure. I can't.
Well, Pastor Wanda hasn't made it, so I guess I'm gonna do the show tonight. Okay. Which is okay. Okay, I had a backup plan just in case you didn't show up. Okay. Yeah, the nice devotional is titled "The Authority of King Jesus." See, we have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. The Son of God and man loves you more deeply than you can fathom. He prays for you that you might walk in the abundant life his death affords you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse into the fullness of his desire for all those who would believe in him. As we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer this week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. In John chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, marks the beginning of one of the most powerful passages in all Scripture. Jesus prays to the Father and says, "Father, in our hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him." So Jesus knows that his time on earth is coming to a close. He knows that he must sacrifice his life so that the door to the restored relationship with the Father would be flung open to all who would put their faith in him. What good news it is that the Father has given the Son authority over all flesh. You and I serve the one true King of all mankind. Jesus is King of all the earth, and our King is one who we would ask the Father to send him to die that we might live. Our King willfully lays down his life for us who have done nothing to deserve his kindness. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 20 says, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross." And later Paul writes in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15, "And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven all of our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with his legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him." So what does this mean for us today? To serve the High King in whom all authority and kindness dwells. What would life look like if we would submit ourselves to his authority completely? All creation answers to his name. All humanity will one day bow before him. But what would your life look like if you made the decision today to willfully lay down your life in response to his lordship? What would it look like to crown him as king of your plans, efforts, emotions, relationships, finances, past, present, and future? You were not created to be the king of your own life. You were not created to bear the burden of doing life apart from the lordship of Jesus Christ. And you will never know true peace, joy, and purpose, and love until you submit all you are to God is. So take time in guided prayer to meditate on the authority and the power of Jesus. Thank him for his love and sacrifice and crown him king of your life today. Meditate on the authority and power of Jesus. Allow Scripture to call you to a lifestyle of obedience and worship. Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. On his robe, on his thigh, he has his name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So thank Jesus for the sacrifice. Reflect on the depth of God's grace and power, as demonstrated by the sacrifice of Jesus. God considers restored relationship with you worth the death of his perfect only Son. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Okay, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they will be exhausted and were created. And John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. So crown Jesus as Lord of your life. Commit to surrendering everything to him today and hand over control of your plans, relationships, finances, and emotions to the one who will guide you daily to the abundant life he died to give you. In John chapter 10, verse 10, I came that they may live, have life, and have it abundantly. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, I know, O Lord, the way of man is not himself, that is not man who walks and directs his steps. And Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to represent your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So take time and authority over your own life, and it is to pluck yourself out of life filled with the unimaginable graces of God. God will bless that which is not his will. He waits patiently day after day for us to simply choose to submit ourselves to him and follow. He longs for the day when we will stop submitting to our own pride, yield ourselves to him, and discover the wealth of life available to us in him alone. May you have the courage and humility to surrender to God and follow him today. I highly suggest you read Colossians chapter 3, and it'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Now we get into the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? Okay? If you do not, that's okay, because you can get a chance to know him in just a minute. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Are you lacking purpose in life and need some? Are you suffering from depression or anxiety? Or something much worse, such as addiction to drugs or alcohol, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating, whatever the problem may be? See, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. Okay? So, the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you once again for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and push the 1 key. When you push the 1 key, you will come on live and you will let us know that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, okay, all of the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Well, I see Pastor Juan that still has not called in. So, we'll play some more music here.
Place
to really, I think.
records on while I pour.
And they was my
Vivian's bad out there.
Say what's in this
no
drink.
No cap to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
My dreams are gone.
Come on, Doug.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
All right. How you doing? How's your holiday season going for you?
So far, so good, you know. I'm not going to complain.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, we have been having some good shows. I don't know. Get some crazy callers, huh?
I haven't had no crazy callers tonight. Okay, I've had a crazy person in the chat room, John Connor. Okay, but other than that,
I'm not John Connor, okay? So you know that, right?
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Okay.
John Connor is really Randy.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, I just figured I'd call because, you know, that stupid Tony Talk stuff is like, come on. It's kind of ridiculous, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. Okay,
yeah.
I know he can't be that retarded that he believes all this craziness. I think he's just doing it to be doing it, okay? Because he can't be that retarded, okay? He can't, okay?
You're right.
And yeah. If he is, we need to pray for him.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. If he's that retarded, we need to. Yeah, pray for him. You know?
Yep.
I feel a lot better than I used to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's good. That's really good. I'm glad.
I know it is. Yeah. I'm glad, too. Yeah, but those guys just keep this nonsense going, you know? It's
yeah.
not good.
Yeah. I figured, doing a show tonight, okay, that it would probably be very limited as far as people in the chat room and people calling in because of Tony Talk, okay? But I'm not doing this show. I'm not doing the show because of Tony Talk. I'm doing the show because Wanda was supposed to be doing the show tonight, and
yeah,
and so that's why I made the show Daughters of the King, Women of God, Daughters of the King, okay, because she was going to do the show tonight, and
yeah.
You can see, she's not here, so
right,
I wasn't planning on really doing a show. Myself tonight, I was going to just be here to answer phone calls if needed to be, and you know, let her preach, but I put together a backup plan just in case she didn't show up during the night.
Yeah, well, why are you even making excuses like that? You can do a show any night you want. Doesn't matter if Tony Blah Blah is doing a show. You can do a show anytime you want.
Oh, I know.
All he does is make up lies, okay? And you know that. Didn't you hear that call last time? The fake you? Come on.
Yeah.
Pretty pathetic, I think.
There were three fake me's in the beginning of the show last week.
Yeah. Isn't that pathetic?
Yeah.
I hope
yeah.
you hear. Yeah, I hope he hears my call. He's pathetic. I don't go in his chat. I don't go in his anything or try to call him, but he still keeps putting out, oh, Doug this, Doug that. The same thing he
oh,
does
yeah.
to you.
Of course. Of course. He
yeah.
got nothing better to do. Okay? If he didn't have us, Doug, he wouldn't have a show.
I don't know about that, but yeah, he keeps bringing my name up and you, of course. He's brought your name up for like over a year. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even listen to it no more. Well, I do, but I listen like the next day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's not my priority to sit there and listen to him okay, live, okay?
Right.
I listen to him the next day, too.
Yeah, just to see what they say about me or you or Tony or whoever else. It don't matter. It's kind of
yeah.
funny, some of it, but some of it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, I know. I giggled. Okay, when that fake MP3 okay was played of me, I thought that was funny. I did. I thought that was funny. Okay.
Really? Yeah, it was funny, but come on. Really, it's just lies. Okay, I got booed again or something.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's okay. If that's what Tony's gonna base his show upon, lies, okay, then, you know, let him do so. Okay? I like the way he thinks he's the king of Blog Talk. Okay? he's not the king of Blog Talk. He's not the... Okay? He may be the king in his mind of Blog Talk. I'm not saying I'm king of Blog Talk, okay, but there are shows out there that have way more listeners, okay, and way more fans, okay, than he can think of. Because I've sat there and listened to other Blog Talk shows, okay, other religious shows, and there's one religious show that's got, I mean, he's got listeners. I mean, he's got
yeah.
listeners way above Tony's limit.
Yeah. Tony's the bully of Blog Talk. Sorry, he makes up lies about people and bullies people, and then he says, I'm not a bully.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
What bullies do. That's what bullies do. He's doing it right now. I mean, I'm not listening to his show, but I bet that's what he's doing.
Who knows?
Did you ever notice all the people he blocks is the people that call in?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I took enough of your time up, but it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's always good to talk to you, Doug.
Well, whatever. You notice I'm not slammed-ass drunk, right?
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, hey, if I don't talk to you again, have a good Christmas and New Year's.
You too, my brother.
All right. Take care of yourself.
You too. Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Gavin Moorhead, for listening to the show tonight, okay, sticking in, okay, being true, cross off, same to you, okay, and Farrar, okay. I want to let you all know I appreciate you all, okay, and I hope you have a very happy holidays, okay. I'm going to do another show tomorrow night. At 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And who knows, I may even do a show on Friday, too. Just for the heck of it. Okay? So, I'm gonna sign off now for tonight. Okay? I want to say bless y'all. Have a great night. See you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Good night.